Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back, we're better, let's get it.
You're listening to the Go Birds Podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds Podcast. Elliot Short Park, James Heltzer with you. Day four of the playoff pods. You're missing out if you're not checking on the green room. I'm just going to throw that out there.
We almost did a whole pod.
Impassioned yes. Discussion in the green room. You'll hear more of it later because my final thought relate to movies. Elliot's will relate to movies. So look forward to that. Elliot, if you weren't for the green room, you're just doing the pod now. Elliot's final thought apparently is going to set me off. So I can't wait.
Well,
Elliot was unsure if he should even do it because of how upset it would make me. And I can't wait to find out what it is.
So that's something you're already slamming the table.
I'm done teasing. I want people to listen to the little pod, you know? Yeah. All right, let's dive in. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I have a lot of thoughts on the game.
Three days away.
Yeah.
From a football game.
Down at the NovaCare yesterday.
No big deal.
Attitude seems good. People seem in good mood.
Vibes are
locker room
high.
Seems good. So there's definitely something going on with the 8 Mile rap battle scenes in this team. I'm going to try to figure out what it is.
Please. Like, I mean, why?
Trust me, today in the locker room, that will be my number one question. There's been multiple times this year that they have played the rap battle scenes from the movie 8 Mile to start practice. And yesterday they started with the 8 Mile battle scenes to start practice. I feel pretty confident saying this, that there is a theme Nick Sirianni has picked that involves the 8 Mile battle scenes. Could be wrong, but I feel pretty confident about it. So I'm excited to see what it is.
I can't wait to find out.
I loved the rap battle scenes. They were on my iPod growing up. Like, I know all the words.
Why am I not surprised by this?
Yeah, oh, come
that
on.
Is as like, Elliot a thing as I have ever.
Yeah, like, I know every word. But Nick also strikes me as an 8 Mile movie guy.
Oh, right? Sure.
Yeah, like, yeah. I can picture Nick and, like, he would have been, old's Nick?
Nick's my age. He's 44. Nick is exactly 3 months older than me.
Wow. So he would have been like a freshman in college or a sophomore in college or whatever when the movie came out, which I feel like is pretty perfect.
Probably a good spot. Well, we know, and Nick told us on the morning show, was not allowed to watch movies like that when he was a kid, though. Did you know this?
No, he wasn't a kid in college.
No. I'm saying he's at the point where he was probably all right, but he told us on the show that he wasn't allowed to.
I know.
It was wild. It was like a...
What movie was it you guys were talking about?
What was it? We asked if he had seen it, and he's like, I wasn't allowed to watch movies like that. What was it?
Was it like Porky's or something?
I think it's Clueless.
It wasn't Clueless, but it was something where it was like, it'll come to me.
Was it like the scary one? That's obviously very
the
vague.
Scary one.
Yeah, like
scary movie.
Shining.
Shining is maybe, but I don't think that was it either.
Yeah.
It's going to bother me.
I'm sure it will.
Oh, it's eating. It's eating.
Here's
at
a good
my soul.
News on the Odyssey app. If you really want,
you can go back and listen to the interview.
All the way back. Yeah. Rewind 3 weeks back.
I don't know if you can do that. You can go back and listen to the podcast, though, I believe.
Yes, true.
You can only rewind for 24 hours.
The audio is somewhere.
Somewhere. It's alive.
I could ask Nick. press conference. Started off. Yeah.
Hey, Nick, so do you remember your interview from like a month and a half ago?
It is interesting being down at the NovaCare. Like, there's so much more media. There's so many more cameras. There's just, you can tell it's the playoffs. Yeah. That's really the best way to say it. Like, I do think the team, look, we did the whole, you know, should they arrested the starters, 2 seed, 3 seed, whatever. Like, there is something to be said for the fact that we've gotten one injury report this week and the Eagles are pretty much fully healthy.
Yeah.
And the Niners are missing Trent Williams, Ricky Pearsall, and then obviously Fred Warner, Bosa. I always forget, is it Nick or Joe?
Nick
Bosa. Like, they're just banged up and the Eagles are not. So, you know, Cam Jurgens yesterday was asked about.
Thank you.
I don't know if people heard him sneeze.
It's one of those things where I can't not say it. Like, I can't be in a room with someone sneezing and like, you can't.
Although I will say, like, how many sneezes in a row are you saying bless you?
Just one. Maybe two. But the point is, after that, it's like, all right.
I think by the other time, it almost
because we are both aggressive sneezers.
I actually think a lot of people sneeze in bunches.
So I don't know if they do or don't, but I know that you and I do. Like, I am a bunch sneezer.
Well, Kristen has started to do it.
Okay, so Emily gets furious, not literally, like joking around.
I know Kristen.
She'd be like, stop. And I'll be like, don't you think that I would stop if I could? This is not fun for me.
Well, what's interesting is she always tells me to go blow my nose, and it does work. But I don't really get why blowing your nose would help with the sneeze.
Doesn't really help for me. Yeah,
it does. I don't know if you've tried it, but like, it does help for me. I think maybe
I blow my nose as I'm seeing, like, I blow my nose, like, sneeze, like, I'm doing it.
What do you think causes sneezing?
It's a good question.
Irritation?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe that's why blowing your nose helps. Maybe it's something in your nose.
I don't know.
That,
like, I don't know. I blow my nose and it doesn't help, though. Yeah. So.
That sounds upsetting.
Yeah. Oh, it just goes. Until it's done, it's done. You know?
So it sounds like the book of a title, like The Man Whose Nose Won't Blow or something like that.
Well, that guy had like the Guinness Book of World Records. There's a guy who had like hiccups for 47 years or something like that.
So I would argue at that point, do you even, well, I guess you do have the hiccups.
I think you just,
I mean, that does sound awful.
You might just give
like
up.
Like, it's one of those things.
I might just be like, all right, I'm done, guys.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you, at first you're like, that sounds annoying. But I think after, dude, the hiccups blow.
The hiccups are the worst. Yeah, it's like the worst.
Especially thing. In our job, I will say.
Yes, like, it's awful. Yeah.
There's very few things that our profession like warrants, you know, like.
Right, but the hiccups
like,
are tough.
Hard, but like, hiccups are definitely one of them. It's a, what's it called? Like a risk of the trade or whatever. Anyway, the vibes are high down there. Cam Jurgens had a funny quote. He was talking about Lane Johnson being back and he was asked, like, it's like getting the band back. Is it like getting the band back together? And Cam said, yeah, and if we were a band, Lane would be like the lead singer with the 8-pack and like whatever. Mm-hmm. So they're in good spirits down there.
It was probably funnier when he said it than when you said it.
Well, yeah. Honestly, it wasn't even that funny, but it was a good quote. Yeah. You know, Jordan Davis was doing the thing. Players love to do this. They'll go up in a scrum at a press conference and like pretend to be a reporter. It's like, and they all think it's the first time anyone's ever. It's like, look how crazy this is. So Jordan Davis did that yesterday. For Jalen Phillips, he actually like was asking him about his 8-pack or 6-pack, and he like took his camera and like zoomed in really close. And I was thinking how funny it would be if a media member did that. Like, probably get their credential pulled.
You could get fired.
Yeah. So anyway, it was
inappropriate.
A lighthearted
behavior.
Day down there.
That's great to hear, though, because look, I think that, and we've the last 2 weeks, it does feel, and we gave, I think Nick, Jalen, AJ. The coaching staff, whatever, whoever is involved in it, Jeffrey Lurie talk, whatever. I think they all deserve a lot of credit for shutting that up. You know, for
the Nick and
Jalen AJ, and just the constant, like,
now I will say, actually,
and the leaks, right? Like, how many leaks did we have? Like, not just AJ, it wasn't just AJ tweeting and stuff, it was all these leaks coming out about the relationship and everyone hates Jalen and this and that. Like, they've shut that down.
Yeah.
And I do think that they deserve some credit for getting a hold of something where in 2023, like, it all just spiraled out of control. And that's why this wasn't, obviously, it's a different year.
You know,
but I think they deserve credit for that. And I don't think we've given a ton.
I agree. They cleaned it up for sure. Jalen, very complimentary. Nick Sirianni's press conference yesterday. There was like a year where we talked about how he wouldn't compliment.
Totally.
AJ Brown hasn't talked in like a month.
Really?
Which is funny because like it just shows how much what people care about, you know, like. Because there will be days where AJ doesn't talk for 3 days.
AJ, thank you.
And he doesn't talk for like 3 days, and it's like the biggest story. It's like, why is he not talking?
And now it's like,
he's not talked for a very long time.
You're right. It's a really good point.
He was asked to talk yesterday. He said he'd do it later in the week. So we'll see. Maybe he talks today. Maybe he talks tomorrow. I, at this point, almost don't care. Like, what are we going to ask him?
We're moving
on.
Like, we've moved on.
Let AJ be AJ. Yeah. You know, he's got the wisdom teeth thing going on. Seems very miserable to deal with. He played a football game with the wisdom teeth. Like, it just, I think the team is in very good spirits, and I'm sure AJ is, but it does seem like, you know, he's like in his own world kind of a little right now.
Yeah, yeah, whatever works.
I mean,
man.
I will say to think about the hiccups, like obviously getting your wisdom teeth pulled is not like the hiccups, but can you imagine it's the beginning of the playoffs and you're dealing with a tooth issue?
Well,
how
on,
much
is
that
on.
Would just
he got his wisdom teeth out 2 weeks ago.
I think he's still dealing with it.
Okay, that's weird. Cause like wisdom teeth, like a week you deal with it. Like maybe there's some stuff left over.
He played a football game. I think that didn't help.
To be fair, like it is worse when you're older. Like when you get your wisdom, that's why most people
Although
get
he's not that old.
No, I'm saying that's when most people get them out there when teenager and stuff.
Okay,
I got mine out when I was 16. You know, like most people take them out when they're younger because it is less painful, generally speaking, from what I
understand. So I actually said this to AJ. I was like, I got my wisdom teeth pulled and I was fine the next day.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, fine. Now, I was fine pretty quick.
I do think it's probably one of those things where every situation is very different. Like, who knows?
It is, absolutely. And how impacted they are and how
exactly
the way they're growing out or, you know, all that stuff.
It just has to suck, is all I'm saying. It's almost like
it's an extra thing you don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you wish you didn't have to do.
And it's probably one of those things too where it bothers you all the time, you know, like when you're home, when you're in meetings, when you're
eating. It's pain,
exactly. But it's not like if you have a hamstring issue, yes, I'm sure that sucks.
You could sit down and
correct.
Not be in
that's
pain.
The point.
Sure, I get it.
So other than that though, we'll see if he talks later in the week, but morale seems good. I think there is a hope with the team that now that it's playoffs, like you hear a lot of it's clean slate, right? Like 0-0. It doesn't matter what we did in the regular season, which to be honest is a bit concerning. It's a little like the 2023 quotes where it's like, well, that's over now. Now we're in the postseason. And that is one thing, like,
so that doesn't concern me as much. Like, cause they're not idiots. They know that the offense didn't function the
agreed.
Way they wanted.
It's just
it
a
to.
Quote you hear from a team that haven't played well. Like, there's no reason to dismiss the right. I don't think last year you heard
right, of course. No, again, but I
get it's just lip service to an extent.
Yeah, but. And I also, again, I do think it's like an element of being real. Like, we do want them to elevate their game in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Those guys know their game wasn't good enough. Like, I don't know. I get your point. Like, it's we wish there weren't a situation where they had to say it, but I don't always a bigger problem.
So I do have a big picture question for you. I've been thinking about
it. Lay it on me.
And I will say, I do not know really what side I land on with this. I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, obviously, the most important goal is winning the Super Bowl. I'm not dismissing that, right? Like, if they win the Super Bowl and every game is 3-0, I understand it's a championship. The Patriots won 6-3 or whatever.
13-3,
whatever it was. So I fully understand that. But if these two situations, which would you pick? Ready? So they're not winning the Super Bowl. Like
either situation,
correct,
you're saying,
yes. Would you rather have the offense look like awesome for two games? They average 35 points.
They lose in the division round.
Or
they go to the Super Bowl.
No, they go to the championship. Okay. They go to the championship game, but they're winning each game 16-3, 17-14.
So I don't know. Like, I'd always take a playoff win. Like, you know.
Because you get one more playoff win.
Yeah, like in life. Like,
yeah, no, I get it.
It's really the way you get that full week of excitement of the game. Like, you get the. So I'll always take the extra week. I'll always take the playoff win. But I think it's a fascinating hypothetical where I don't think everyone would say that.
Well, because I also think, like, the core of the question.
It's about next year. Like, if you're
exactly.
losing either way, you're not winning the Super Bowl. What's better for next year? And I get the point. I don't. Like, I understand it. I honestly, it's a hard one. I would say take the extra win just instinctually, like I have to keep going and keep winning and keep getting the joy and whatever. But I think there's a real argument to saying you'd rather just feel better about next season if they're going to lose anyway. So I think it's a real interesting hypothetical.
So I was asking Gilio this, and he made this point, which I think is a fair one. Like, the momentum from the playoffs last year did not carry over.
That's true, too.
That they lost Kellen Moore. You can depend how much you think that matters.
Yeah, so I think it's more so. It would be one of those things where I think it's for the fan base more than the players. Like, I don't think the players lose and play well on offense. They're like, well, at least we got it going on offense.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're bummed they lost.
Agreed.
I think for the fan base, it's like, well, at least something to attach to. So I don't think it has much tangible benefit for next season. I think it's more for the fans to feel better about the team going into next season.
And then the question that's kind of at the core of it, which we've talked about a little bit in different ways this week, but like, can the offense change your mind in the playoffs? Like, if the offense is awesome for three games, and let's say they go to the Super Bowl, right? But like, it's only three games after 18 games of them. You know, they've had bits and pieces of moments where they've been good. And I think you'll appreciate this stat. Let me pull it up. So if you look at Nick Sirianni said yesterday that they have found their identity on offense, right? Which is an interesting quote. And you look at like,
that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Not to just move past that. That's something that's been talked about all season long.
And I don't know if they truly like
believe it or not.
Well, I guess it almost doesn't matter. But if you look at recently how the offense is done, they have done a better job not being not being going through long stretches. So Buffalo second half, definitely, right? Like that for sure happened. But then you look at the first half of Buffalo, 13 points. The second half in Washington, 22 points. The first half in Washington, 7 points. The second half against the Raiders, 14 points. The first half against the Raiders, 17 points. The second half against the Chargers, 13 points. First half against the Chargers, 3 points. And I know 7 and 3 points are nothing, or 7 and 6 points are nothing to write home about. But you look at these other games, Chicago, 3 points in the first half. Dallas, no points in the second half. Detroit, no points in the second half. Green Bay, no points in the first half.
Rams, one of the halves.
Exactly.
Hard.
Right.
Bucks, one of the halves.
Right.
Yeah,
so I don't think they've become like a prolific offense, but they have done a better job other than, again, the last time we saw them play. So I get the irony of this. But if you look at the past 4 or 5 games, they have done a better job not going through the long stretches of not scoring. And it was really the middle part of the season there, because against the Vikings, which was actually wild to look at when I was looking up the stats, they scored 7 points every quarter against them.
That is wild.
Yeah. It just like visually, okay, it was crazy to see. And then the Giants, they torched them the whole game. The first one.
Obviously. Yeah.
But
the second one,
it was really, the second one. Right. It was really that like stretch there where it was like the Packers, the Lions, like the Bears.
Yeah.
Where they really struggled, but they have
like
done 16, a better, 13, they've 19, done a little bit of a better job sustaining drives and scoring recently.
Which is, and that's huge here, because I do think, and I'll get your hypothetical, because I think it's a really interesting one about changing my opinion if they do play well, but before I get to the if they do play well, just based on that stat, I do think that there is a world, and a likely for the Eagles world, if they're going to win, where the reason they win is that the offense can sustain a few more drives and maybe put up 3 points instead of zero, maybe shift field position here or that. Like it's going to be a rock fight most of these games. Like most likely we're looking at that type of football game, and stuff like just giving the defense a blow, even if you don't score. Like, I know that this is not what we want, and I'll get to what we would like to see.
Yeah.
But I do think that it doesn't feel like a lot, but them just sustaining a few more drives, them being able to move the ball a little bit further down the field, maybe add a field goal where they would have got a zero, like, can win them football games with this defense.
So I was thinking of doing this for the playoffs, and Tucker, I was actually going to see if we wanted to make a graphic for it. But I like when you put
Tucker to work.
I was thinking of doing like a little chart.
I'm working right now.
Yeah.
You are. I was doing some research.
I think you always are.
What are you researching? Wisdom?
No, what Nick Sirianni said he wasn't allowed to watch. I have the answer.
Oh, what was it?
On the morning show?
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Isn't it cool having video archives of everything we've done?
Yeah, it is. What did he say?
So it wasn't a movie. It was a TV show.
Oh, it's Married with Children. As soon as he said it was a TV show, I knew what it was. It was Married with Children.
That doesn't seem like that problematic of a show.
That was why I brought it up, because it's like Nick's parents were strict.
Wasn't it on like ABC or
whatever? It was Fox, but yes, the point is, I know. Yeah. That's my point. I'm saying like Nick's parents were strict. That's what I'm saying with 8 Mile. You know, he's older. I'm sure he got to it. But like Nick's parents were strict.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
He was allowed to eat sugared cereals, though.
Yes, it was. Joe followed up with that, and it was allowed.
Yeah, not many non-sugared.
You think
cereals.
Joe asked a question about sugared cereals?
Oh, you're right. It was probably that you followed up. That was a dumb point. Cereal, but you're so right. What a good point, Tucker.
Very underrated.
I should know my own show.
Cereal's very underrated.
Cereal's great,
and I think about it as hard to make, but it really isn't. Not hard to make, but like I'm saying, like you have to buy milk, and I don't drink milk outside of it.
Okay,
so I never have.
So that's a you thing.
Correct? Yes. Yeah. But I mean, like
pour in the milk.
No, not to make.
Freaking tough, man.
But like for bagels, I buy cream cheese and bagels, so I'm buying two ingredients there. I don't know why with cereal there's such.
You just
a
don't have milk. Yeah, so we have milk in my house at all times.
Oh,
so,
yeah, I'm not a milk. Well, we know this guy.
Yeah, we know him, and Zoe
big
likes milk. Zoe loves milk.
But like, I haven't seen you drink milk recently. Are you off it?
No,
I still got my two jugs at home.
Yeah.
All right.
The two jug rule. That's what I call it.
Two jugs like a day?
No, you always have to have two jugs.
Oh, yeah.
In the
fridge. You always have a backup.
Yeah.
Because, well, yeah.
I feel that way about eggs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you eat the same thing for breakfast every day.
Three eggs every day.
I know.
So, anyway, what I was going to say was I think going into the postseason, there's three things I'm going to have my eyes locked in on: first down, penalties, and turnovers. I think if they can be really good in those three areas, they'll probably win the Super Bowl. If they can have good first downs, if they cannot commit a lot of penalties, and they can take care of the ball, I think like third down, red zone, those are obviously important things, running the ball. But I think those three things will make those other things.
I totally
agree
with you. And again, that's
turnovers, penalties, first downs.
And the turnovers we feel great about. It's just the other two.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
They have to do the other two, which they haven't done.
Well, you know what's interesting too? I was looking up Brock Purdy stuff yesterday. He has the all-time, like, I don't know if you call it a record, but like all-time lowest interception percentage for any quarterback in the postseason.
What?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new One Pan Assemble and Bake Meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, and now like, he's only been in two.
No, he's played four. I think he's played more than
two postseason seasons. I was
he's played
say.
At least four games. I know that.
Yeah,
I
don't
know
if so he's played it was more the, than he played the. So I think it's
I
two
think
postseasons.
Six. I think he's 4-2 in the postseason.
It's two separate postseasons.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what I was trying to say.
Agreed,
it's two years. That's what I was trying to say. That's
for
all
sure.
Saying.
Yeah. 171 throws.
That's
which
pretty
isn't
good,
like the smallest sample size, but it also, to your point,
it's
is
just
not,
because he takes risks. Like he throws.
Well, what's crazy is he does it in the regular season. He turns the ball over like crazy.
Yeah.
He had 10 interceptions this year.
Yeah.
And then in the postseason, he takes care of the ball. So yeah, I forget what I was saying. Oh yeah, the turnovers, the interceptions,
yeah,
and the penalties.
And I agree.
Those are the three things.
I totally agree. All right, now let me get back to your hypothetical. If the offense actually does turn it on, like, would it change my opinion of things moving forward? I think that
it really would mean Petula.
Yes.
Really
so here's the thing. I think, yeah, because I do think it helps Jalen in a big way, because then we can really look at Jalen and say, it almost doesn't matter during the regular season because this guy elevates.
Like, I would agree with that.
He is just, if he does it again, is my point. Yeah. He's one run and he's great. And it's like, okay, like we could step back and say that what we say during the regular season, like it matters, but it doesn't matter as much with this guy as knowing that this guy has the ability to step. We always know that he can elevate.
So I have such an interesting question off that, but I don't want to interrupt you.
Okay. So real quick, but I'll be quick.
I'm
going to
write it down.
Yeah. Write it down. Cause I am going to be quick with this. It's just more the point. I think it helps Jalen. I think it helps AJ. I think it helps the fans feel better. For Kevin Betullo, I think it's so dependent on why. Like, if they just run the ball better and the players play better and execute better, I don't think it helps Betullo in the same way. But if they come out and we, and again, I'm not expecting this, but we see, like, wrinkles and we see they're running a trick play here or there. They're right. Doing things where it's like, wow.
They've been saving it.
I think that that's the only thing that can change how
it would
people feel
be
about
pretty crazy.
It would be so bold.
If outside of the Jalen running.
So bold.
They came out and just like, look.
So bold.
It would be, yeah. Like you would have to respect it for an extent because of the results. But man, talk about the thick skin all year.
All year. To just take shredded. To get crushed.
Petullo's probably taking himself out of head coaching jobs. Like if their offense was awesome all year, Petullo would
And that's
would
why
be.
This is so unlikely.
Agreed. Yes. Agreed. I think the Jalen running thing is real.
I think Jalen running is going up.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree.
But it would be something if all of a sudden they just like, and again, you wouldn't have to say that much, but if you say 5% of things, 10% of things, and just show new things and show some twists, like it could, that's the only way. I don't expect it, but that's the only way I think
right. Well,
Kevin Petullo
like,
comes out.
Richie was saying this morning, and maybe other people have said it, but like when you don't have, when you have a lot of inexperienced linebackers, like the Niners,
yeah, this
have,
is a great
like
point.
Under center RPO stuff feels like just do it, right?
Yeah,
like,
just confuse
the
them.
Linebackers are antsy because they're playing for the first time. They're in a playoff game. They haven't played a ton this year. Like, getting them tricked seems so easy.
And this and that.
It's like, well, they do it. That's
and,
the.
Well,
the,
and that is a realistic thing to say. We're exactly. Not saying do something new.
Yeah.
We're saying go back to something you did a lot.
Well,
like,
and one reason to believe is I do think they've done a lot of things this year.
They have. Like, yeah, I agree. Know, no,
they've
I
done
you.
A lot of like
Look,
shotgun.
He's been under center, more this year than ever.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah, like throwing out of under center. So
throwing over the middle at times.
And that's one thing they've been talking about more and more over the past few weeks is like because they've done a lot of things, like they actually have a lot to go to. Mm-hmm. Now, I think when you do
it's
a lot of
execute
things, exactly. When you do a lot of things, only a little bit, like, you know, would you rather be great at one thing or average at a bunch? Like, I don't know. But that is one thing. Like another question. And actually I'll go to the Jalen.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I agree with you holistically. Jalen is a playoff performer. No question about it. He has won a Super Bowl. He's been awesome in both Super Bowls. He has Super Bowl MVP. Like, that's not what I'm asking. But if you look at Jalen's full playoff career,
not every game has been great.
Isn't he kind of just what he is in the regular season? I think. Well, let me like
minus the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowls.
No, but like Jalen has awesome games in the regular season.
Sure,
Jalen has games as good as the Super Bowl.
But it's like Jalen's in the biggest ones. Like his three best games in the playoffs were the NFC Championship game and the two Super Bowls.
Yeah, and I think that matters.
So I think that it matters.
But if you look at Jalen's playoff career, he's kind of what he is in the regular season.
Yeah,
too.
I just think it's hard to take those Tampa games.
Yeah, they are
seriously.
On his resume, though.
And of course,
like 23,
of course.
Fully. 21, I would agree.
I kind of throw out completely.
Yeah,
but
23, fully.
Fully it is, but it's also like we knew, like it's a situation, too, where you have to look at it.
But that's
like,
also
nothing
on him.
Of course he is, but he was also younger. He didn't know a lot of things. Like, how much better has he been at the Blitz since then? You know, so I do think.
I agree.
And I do think with Jalen, too, it's like, I think a lot of people talk about him as he is, as he will always be. Like, this is a guy who wants to get better, wants to do the, like, I don't believe that he doesn't want to learn new things, to learn how to run. I think the under center stuff, like, I think he wants to get better at that. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm mostly there with you. I think Jalen likes to do what he likes to do.
I
like
think
all quarterbacks
everyone
do.
Does. Yeah, exactly. I'm saying, yeah. I think more than most, I don't think he wants to be bad at things. Like, I think he wants to work on things and get better at things. Like, I think that's important, you know? So
I agree. I think as with everything that's reported out of the building, like it's someone's perspective. There's a bit of truth to all of it. Like I do think, and again, like all quarterbacks, Jalen likes to do what he likes to do. Much like
it
by
feels
the
comfortable.
Which like by the way, like everyone in their job,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Like
yeah.
If you had a job where every Sunday you had to go perform in front of millions of people, you would probably not be too open to be like, let's experiment and try this. Like let's try to like, so I get that part of it. But then there is also the part of like he does. There are certain things he absolutely
has to get better at. Yeah, no doubt.
So.
Yeah, I think it's I have a lot of faith that he's going to work.
Last question about this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, would you be willing to bring Petula back based solely off the playoffs? Or is like the regular season just too damning for you already?
Oh,
like,
no.
Like if they have
no,
two
it's
games.
Not.
So I kind of think
flipped.
The decision.
Wow, he is no longer the Petula defense.
Well, I just think the decision should
joking.
Be made.
I'm joking.
I think the decision should be made.
So look, I
don't think two games of the playoffs is enough to like.
No, but I'm also like, you know me, like I don't know how much was his fault. Like
agreed,
we don't know.
But they
you
know. They know.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah. They know. We
right,
don't.
So I think so, their decision should be made.
Sure. I'm fine with them making a decision off the, but I also like, I would be more inclined to give the guy another year regardless.
Yeah, I think that's a fair
like,
point.
Like I
too.
Am, I think like, again, I don't expect anyone who steps into the first ever time play calling is going to like be amazing at it. Like Shane Steichen is like the only guy I kind of remember kind of stepped in and hadn't done it before and was awesome at it.
Yeah, now to be fair, in 21 they just ran the ball.
Yeah, in 20 exactly. In 22 like, got better.
It wasn't the most complicated.
He got
play.
Better.
Agreed.
You know, and everyone gets better.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think if they keep him, by the way, like that will be their selling
of
point.
Of course,
which
and
is
continuity.
Funny.
There, that'll be the other one. It's which like, is, hey, we're Jalen needs the same thing.
Agreed, but their whole selling point last year. Was
I know, continuity. I know, but you know,
this would be second year improvement.
Yes,
that,
yes,
and I think they would probably be like the line wasn't that good.
Yeah, they would,
that's the other interesting thing about the offense is like how much is really going to be different next year if Petula comes back. You're obviously. Look, 2% chance they replace Jalen. Very, very small, if not zero. Like, Devontae is going to be here. Saquon's
going to
be here.
Yeah, it's going to look similar.
The
AJ,
five offensive
we'll
linemen
see,
are going to be here. Like, I mean, unless Steen, Lane retires. I mean, Steen's under contract.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe they draft a guard that beats him out, but
that's
I don't think they're going to spend
possible,
money on it.
No, I agree.
So, it's kind of the same exact offense. I think the hope next year would be, like, just... They don't make a. No, you
well,
don't
I think
want
the other hope
it.
Is that Jalen improves and gets better as he gets older. Like most quarter, I mean, again, we joke about it, but like the whole he's seen everything. Like he hasn't seen everything yet. Like he needs reps still. He's only 27 years old. Like
yeah, I mean, he is 5 years into his career.
Sure,
I, like,
but guys,
5 years.
I mean, Tom Brady was way better 10 years into his
Everyone
career than
will
5 years.
As a key
That's
point.
All I'm right. saying. I'm yes. saying that you bank on Jalen improving. Like that is part of the whole thing.
But
like,
I don't know if I would consider him young anymore.
I think he's young for a quarterback. Like in terms of my point being that Tom Brady was at his best in his 30s. Like Matt Stafford might be playing the best he's ever played.
That's
right.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying is that the more you see, the more you know, the more you react to. Like as a quarterback, I think it matters so much.
I agree with that.
So I do think you bank on Jalen improving if you believe in Jalen, if you believe he's going to get better, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, Jalen is maybe not improved every year of his career, but he certainly has improved a ton from snap one to snap
no doubt.
One, whatever.
Yeah.
Like
no
snap
doubt.
One of his career to now.
Yeah. All right, so we'll do more previewing of the game tomorrow, and we'll do picks and all that. But give me some early thoughts. Like you've been doing the matchups, you've been doing the. Give me some like headlines.
So there's really nothing about the Niners that scares me. Like McCaffrey has not had that outstanding of a year. The running game has been bad. George Kittle is obviously a very good player, but like is. Now, you know, watch this will come back to bite me. Like, is George Kittle going to put up like 130 yards and 3 touchdowns? Like, maybe, right? I think.
But the Eagles have good linebackers.
Eagles have the perfect linebackers to take care.
And he is banged up, too. I mean, he's playing, obviously. But Kittle is, he missed 2 games ago. Like, he's been banged up.
And I mean, is it possible that Kyle Shanahan just completely out-schemes Fangio? Like, I guess. I mean, Ben Johnson, to a certain extent, did. I think there was execution problems there with the defense, too. But like.
Did it too. And no Carter and all
right,
that.
Right. Like their defense,
or was that the game where he left that? Either way, it was not a healthy Carter.
Their defense is just so bad. I mean, And not only are they terrible at getting the quarterback, they don't blitz. They're like, I think they're maybe 30th in the league in blitzing. They're certainly very well. So they don't blitz and they don't get pressure and they don't have good defensive linemen and they don't have good linebackers and their secondary. Like, so it's just like the only thing that worries me about it is honestly kind of what Richie's been saying all week is that this offense has kind of sucked all year. And like, again, if I was not an Eagles reporter that covered the team and I just quickly looked at the Eagles stats, I'd be like, wow, that offense blows. Mm-hmm. You know, like what is the Eagles offense great at? Like, I was going to look this up before I came in. Nothing. Are they top 10 in any meaningful statistical category?
I have no
probably
idea.
Not passing, probably not
red. Oh, red zone.
Red zone they are, but they don't get to the red
zone. No, but they are. You're saying no, I know. Like, they are like one in red. I mean, that's a meaningful category.
It is. I agree with that. So that's really like, in terms of like the headlines, it's just like, can the Eagles, will they not beat themselves? Like, and the Niners have playoff experience, so I don't even think the Eagles really have the advantage there. I don't think the Niners are intimidated.
Or not a big advantage.
I don't think the Niners are intimidated by coming to Philadelphia.
I don't either.
If I were to chart out a way they lose, it is the offense starts slow. It's super tense and ugly in the building. I think there is a world where we talked about earlier that they feel like they're going to start playoffs and like, boom, here we go.
And then they don't, it messes with their heads.
And I think if like they have three bad series, they might say to themselves like, oh man, like this season is collapsing. Like we've not been able to, not collapsing. That's not the right
word. I know what you mean though.
But like, you know, we've gone
confidence
three and out.
Matters and yes. They could lose confidence.
And I think there is a little bit of during the regular season, we're not playing well, but we'll turn it off into the playoffs and blah, blah, blah. And if they don't early, I think there could be some real tension and nervousness on the offensive sideline of like, what is going on? Like, why is this not working? It's the playoffs. And Shil Kapadia said it on your show. Like, if they don't move the ball in this defense, that's extremely damning.
Yeah.
So it is not anything the Niners do, really. Like, they don't have that many great players. Well, they have almost no great players on defense. But on offense, they obviously have Kittle and McCaffrey. And then Purdy, I think, can be good, right?
Yeah, like, and Trent Williams, if he plays, is great.
Yeah, but Trent Williams seems like...
Might not play.
Yeah,
and like, if he does, I think we can say with Trent Williams, if he plays, he will not be 100%
for Trent Williams. For sure. Like, now again, Lane might not play.
Or won't be 100% or
yeah,
whatever.
I think Lane will... Let me take it back. Lane will suit up.
I think Lane's going to suit up. I just don't... How many games this year has Lane left?
Lane hasn't completed a game since before the bye week. So this idea that he's going to come back and be unbelievable, like they can hope and pray and maybe it will happen. But you don't even need him to be unbelievable this week.
That's what I was going to say, too. I will say, I think as much as Lane is uber important and we know the numbers of them and all that, I think Trent Williams is actually more important to that Niners line than Lane is to
this season. I agree. Yeah, because the Niners have like nobody else. Like they've, exactly. You know, their guards are...
And Williams has been better this year, too. Yeah. Lane, you know?
I mean, like... Again, like we can get into like the specific one-on-one matchups, but there's just none where I go, this is a major problem. I guess one concern I would have is N'Kobe's going to play. He's make it sounds like he's 100%.
He said he's fine. Yeah, he said he could have played. Like, yep.
He said he could have played in the game
he got hurt. He might be. Like, we don't know. I think they were purposefully cautious with it.
And I think N'Kobe sets up well in the way that he's a smart linebacker. I think the Niners do a ton of eye candy. I think Bond won't get tricked. I think N'Kobe won't get tricked. The one area where I'd be a little nervous from a matchup perspective is if they can get McCaffrey one-on-one on N'Kobe going down the sideline, that's tough.
You think we'll see more Campbell in certain situations?
Well, here's the issue with Campbell is, again, a lot of upside.
The eye candy stuff.
Yeah. He is like the prone to eye candy. Now, he's smart.
And he's super fast.
Everyone you talk to around him says that he watches film like all the time. But there's just a difference between being an inexperienced rookie.
Yeah. Well, it goes back to what we were saying before. Like, there's a difference between watching film and being it,
also,
living
never
it.
Played in a playoff.
That's
game.
My point. Is having like we talk about this all the time, and I said it with Jalen before. I said reps matter.
Yeah,
reps matter. So in anything that you do, doing it gets you better at it. Like full stop.
Now, like Campbell, I think is better than the Niners linebackers that will play. But for what it's worth, like, you know, Kaiser White and Kendricks have played a lot of games.
Yeah, a lot.
Kaiser White's been
played in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I do think that while you can trick and get these linebackers to do bad things on the Niners, the Niners will also probably think that about Campbell if he's out on the field.
Sure.
So, I mean, I don't know how many snaps Campbell plays this week. Now, would it shock me if like Fangio does something where he's one-on-one covering Kittle? I personally, as an inexperienced defensive coordinator, to say the least, like I don't get why you wouldn't just put Cooper on Kittle.
Yeah.
Cooper's physical enough.
Big.
He can cover way better than any linebacker that Kittle's ever gone against.
Yeah, they might.
I'm sure there's reasons they won't. Mm-hmm. I don't love Cooper on McCaffrey. Like Cooper, I don't think has great speed. I think he's just like better in the middle of the field. I don't want one thing I think could happen that I'd be a little nervous about is if the Niners decide like, hey, we don't have great receivers. The Eagles, like need Cooper DeJean in the middle of the field? Would they go to a lot of two wide receiver sets, get Cooper on the outside, because that's what the Eagles do, and pull Cooper down the field? That would be a worry of mine.
Sure.
Is if they put like Juwan Jennings and whoever else on the outside, and the Eagles, because they're in base, have
Ricky
Cooper.
Pierce off, he's
yeah,
playing,
exactly. They have Cooper on one of them, and they just pull them both down the field, and then you have McCaffrey and Kittle in the middle of the field. Now, if I'm thinking about this, you would think the
Your
Eagles
other,
will have thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, and then it's like, if it's not... If Pearsall can't play, you're talking about like DeMarcus Robinson. You're talking
right,
about
I'm
like
just saying in their
bad,
base. In their base.
No,
defense,
I know.
Though.
I get it. I get it. I'm just saying. I think that that's the kind of thing that Vic can
for sure.
counterbalance.
I
you
mean,
know,
dude. If I think of it, I'm
exactly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I just mean that. Would, like, I think they're so much better when Cooper's in the middle.
I agree.
I have another one more question.
Yeah,
and it's probably a quick conversation, but like, there is a little bit of talk, like a very, very little bit, but like a few people that would have no reason to say it have like kind of insinuated maybe the Eagles or John Harbaugh is waiting because maybe a team in the playoffs.
I thought that was not Nick Wright.
Nick Wright
did
it. Someone
in
Chicago did
it. Okay, so Nick Wright was the most prominent person.
Yeah,
I saw. I imagine the Eagles. I thought that was one of the dumbest things that I've seen in Nashville. Like and you correct me if I'm wrong. I will say there is a 0% chance that Nick Sirianni is fired no matter what happens with us.
So.
Zero.
Yeah. I'm 99% with you. The literal only caveat I would give, and again, I am with you, 0%. The literal only caveat I would give is, like, there's probably not many coaches in the league Jeffrey Lurie loves more than, like, Harbaugh, mm-hmm. right? Like, you think about when Lurie came up, it was, like, Reed, Harbaugh, Jim, like, those guys he, like,
yeah.
loves, right? Now, again, I do not think it's going to happen, but I at least wanted to
they
bring it up on the pod because people
just
are-
just paid
Agreed,
Nick.
They just paid Nick.
It's not going to happen, but I get your point, but I think,
but if you, but here, can I just?
I think
fun,
if you're John Harbaugh, the way I think the reason he's waiting is why not? Like, this is the last coaching job you'll have.
For sure. What's the hurry?
Like, I think
you
that
have all the cards.
You're the guy. You don't have to like take the job. You don't have to hustle.
You know, like, what are you going to lose the Giants
that's
job?
The point.
Like,
so I think that's the reason Harbaugh. Because like, look, the Bills. I think that's an interesting name. Like,
for
I think Sean McDermott. If they
Dude,
lose,
could you
the
imagine if the Steelers hired him?
Sure, though.
I mean, it'd be crazy.
It'd be crazy.
Like, you know.
But yeah, of course.
Storyline-wise.
But yeah. I think it could be anything like, I think that's possible is the point. I don't think the Steelers, I think they'll keep Tomlin, but you never know. I think that if the Bills lose in the first round, I think McDermott could go, and I think that's an interesting one. But I think it's more just a why not? Like, why rush? You don't have to rush if you're John Harbaugh.
I agree. So, again, don't think it's going to happen. If you don't like hypotheticals, cover your ears until final thoughts. Here would be, like, the path to it. Ready? The offense is terrible on Sunday. They're like, this Petullo Nick offense is just
get blown out at home.
Yeah, well, or like
they'd have to lose.
Agreed.
Handling.
Yeah. But I think more what it would be is Jeffrey and Howie would have to decide Nick's offense is not what we want to continue with. Like if we fire Petullo, we're bringing someone in where it's like, Nick, you don't even have to be in the offensive meetings.
But the point is like, that's Harbaugh too. Like, why would you, you know,
but
what
the
I mean?
Point is if they think Harbaugh's a better leader of men guy. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they rather have Harbaugh at the top, and also who knows,
20
maybe,
years older.
Maybe
Nick
goes. Maybe Nick goes. Oh, like my offense. That's blah blah blah.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl. I said 0%. I feel zero. I get your point. I think it's 0%.
That's the path.
I get it. I think it's 0%. So I don't. In my mind, there is no path. You know what I mean? Because I'm saying zero. I'm not even saying 0.1. I'm saying zero.
Agreed.
So in my mind, there is no path. But I get your point.
Yeah, I'm like 0.1.
Yeah. I get it.
Because they might just be like, this offense is not what we want to continue with.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Just don't
like,
see it.
Do not
I get
to...
it. Just don't see it. And even then, I think that Nick is shown. I think Nick would be like, fine.
Do you think Nick
I'll
would
coach
lose...
a different time.
Do you think Nick would lose his job over Petullo?
No.
I don't think
no,
so either.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I agree.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Let's get to final thoughts.
All right. So I'm going first, obviously.
Obviously, as always, like yes. You do every single time.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. Did you write? Are we doing the one you wrote down? Do you remember the question for me or no?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Oh, I can't wait. I'm about to get mad.
All right. I actually don't think
I'm going to rein it in, guys. Don't worry. We're not going to spend like, if we're not going to do one of those where people have to like put their headphones right. out and take a break.
So we, in the lead up to the show, we were talking about you saw Marty Supreme.
Yes.
And you're going to have a thought on
my
that.
Final thought will be about Marty Supreme and movies.
And I said, I don't like going to the movies, honestly, mostly because Chris doesn't.
Yeah, we got
like
in a little battle about it.
And you were saying movies are better in the theater because they are made for the theater.
Yes.
Here's my question or thought. Mm-hmm. Think about some of your favorite movies, right? Yep. Like what year were they made? Like you like old, whatever. Like, you know,
there are movies that you still watch that I've never seen. The Godfather in the movie. Exactly. For example. Yes. So, I wish I could.
Do you think, though, there is logic to shooting a movie for people watching it at home? Because
I think Netflix and stuff does that. There are people who do that.
So now. I'm saying like Marty Supreme, right? Or pick a different, like Dune or whatever, right?
There would be no reason to. Dune is a movie theater movie. Well, I think some movies are meant to be in movie theaters and some aren't.
But this is the point I'm making. Yeah. Is if Dune's life as a movie is, let's say, I mean, it's infinity, obviously, but let's just say like 50 years, right? It's only in the movie theater for less than 1%.
Well, it makes it's money, obviously. It makes all its money in the movie theater. You know what I mean? Like the vast majority of the money that Dune made was the $700 million it made in the movie theaters or whatever the hell that was. You know what I mean?
But don't you think that they should shoot movies for TVs?
Because no, I just told you why.
But, no, but I'm saying, money on right, it. But I'm saying you don't have like,
so I don't think, let's put it this way. I think that the difference between shooting a movie for TVs and then putting it in the theater, like a movie can be shot for theaters and still play well at home. It's still good at home. It's just better in the theaters.
Right. But you're saying that they shoot.
Whereas if they shoot it for TV and you put it in the theaters, it looks like trash.
Right. But you're saying when they shoot movies, they make it for the movie.
Yeah. There's actual like film and IMAX cameras that are used to shoot IMAX movies. Yeah, yeah. There's like one battle after another. We're shot in this format called VistaVision. There's only like 5 VistaVision theaters in America.
Right. You know? Right. Like, yeah. So I think where my question is like, why make a movie for such a small percentage of the people?
Because it translates to the TV just as well. It looks a movie that's made great for the movies will look better on TV than a movie that's made for TV still, because it looks better. It's just a better looking.
So if it looks more to make, the same it costs in both, better. What's the...
It doesn't. It still looks better on the TV. It's just, it's less impactful on the TV than it is in the movie. Right. But it still looks better at home than a Netflix movie does or something made
for. If it
for
uses
movie.
A higher camera.
But what's and it's also just made better. It's just made by, you know, with more money, more, you know, everything involved.
I just do think there's an argument that if the movie is going to be viewed the vast majority of the time at home, of shooting it for at home as opposed to in the theater. That's all I'm saying.
It still looks better at home if you shoot it in the theater.
But
there's no argument here.
When
we're
they
done.
Make a movie, if they think about making it for the movie theater as opposed to the TV.
It's still better than the TV ones. That's the point. It still looks better on the TV than if you make it for the TV. It just always looks better.
But I'm saying that when they go to make the movie, they're beginning to shoot the movie, right? They should probably think about how it will look at home more than the theater, is what I'm saying.
No.
It'll be viewed way more times. But it'll be viewed.
But they don't make, first of all, they don't make money off that. Why would you? If I said you are, you could do two broadcasts, all right? One you're going to make $100,000 on, one you're going to do $1. Right. What would you do more work for? What would you prepare better
for? But you're also assuming that people are going, that like.
No, I'm just telling you factually where money is made.
No, I know. They make more movie in the, money in the movie theater. I get it. But like. But I guess what I'm saying is, are they going to make way less money if they shoot it for at home?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, I mean, it looks like trash on a screen. Like you could tell when things are not shot in the right formats or not made for the movie. They don't go in movie. You don't see it that often. Right. But yes. Yeah. It makes a major difference. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, it does. All right. Okay. All right. Now that we've, that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Yeah. I was ready to fight. Yeah. It wasn't too bad. I think you held back a little bit.
I mean,
I could tell. Yeah. All right. Well, since I saw Marty Supreme yesterday, which go see in the movies because it's a movie theater movie. And it was
I don't get how
blast.
That would be a movie theater movie. Like, what is it about? Like, it's
the way it's
like
shot,
Doom,
the way it's made, like... the way it's shot, the way it's propulsive, it's alive. There's right. like a lot of like, I mean, there were like five moments where, oh, in the movie theater like that. Like, it's a fast paced, like there's a big screen type.
So it's
movie.
About him playing ping pong, right?
No, it's really about his life. Ping pong is a small part. Like he gets into a lot of hijinks, I would say, is the movie's much more about him and the hijinks he gets into and the things that he does. There's probably like of the 2.5 hours, I would say, you know, he's playing ping pong for like 15 minutes.
Marty Supreme's a pretty sick name.
It's an amazing
name. Obviously, I'd assume not his real name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no. Yes.
Like his last name is not
Marty
Supreme.
Mouser is the name of the character. That's what yes. I mean, yeah. But he calls himself
is
Marty
the,
Supreme.
Is he? What? Well, actually, I don't know if there's a spoiler.
Based on a real.
Is Marty still alive? The real Marty?
He died in like 2012, but it's not in the
it's
movie.
It's not part of
the movie.
Okay,
takes place
yeah.
in the 50s.
Oh, so he was older.
It's a period. Okay, piece. Yeah. Yes. It's when he's younger. Yes.
Timothy Chalamet seems like he's going to win an award for it.
I don't know. I think it's going to be between him and Leo, and I think it's going to be close. I think Leo is slightly better, but they were both great. Yeah. I think they were both great. Chalamet is a meat. Marty Supreme's phenomenal. Yeah. That's my number one thing.
I've seen
go
mixed
see
reviews.
It.
That's why I'm wondering.
Well, I think that, and it's similar. Tucker and I were talking about Uncut Gems, which is another movie by the Safdies. This is just Josh, not the brothers. The brothers made Uncut Gems. But
it's shot the same exact way.
It feels similar. It feels like a spirit animal of the movie. It's I would say, a little more uplifting, Marty Supreme, a little less.
Like if you saw Marty Supreme and loved it and you haven't seen Uncut Gems, like go watch Uncut Gems.
Totally.
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
I can picture you having a Marty Supreme hoodie, by the way.
You think?
Yeah, I can see.
You gotta be cool to get one.
I would like to have one. Yeah, it seems up Tucker's alley. Yeah, well, the way like you're big into merch.
The way you
merch.
Talk about movies, I don't think you're getting a Marty Supreme. Well, I think Chalamet would
but
hate.
I also love cultural
I think
things.
Chalamet would hate the way you talk about movies, but that's
he
fine.
Would. I would agree.
He would hate it. We he wants people to go to movie theaters. Desperately wants people to go to movie theaters.
Doesn't mean I'm wrong. But I do think I would agree with that. He's big into like,
of course,
which
he is
cool. Like,
so
I think
is Leo. So is Paul. Yes. All these people. Yes, yeah. The people who make the movies are big into going to the movie. What a crazy thought.
Well, I'm sure they would be. That's like saying people that work in radio.
No, but they also know it's better. It's just better, regardless. Regardless.
Yeah.
Marty Supreme, great movie. And with that, now this.
I really
is,
wish they would release it at the same time. I know we've been in this. Not
stop.
Going to.
Stop.
I know.
That.
I'm saying what I wish.
It's the worst thing you said.
I'm just saying what I wish. I think they make more money. But
my best movies is 2025.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. Now,
I was going to say the year's not over, but it actually is.
2025 is over. Now, to be fair, I am not over. I have not seen Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
You are
yet.
Not over.
I have not seen.
Oh, I saw Frankenstein.
How was it?
It was okay.
Yeah. I'm not super
I fell asleep excited, towards the end.
Not super excited for it, but I'm going to watch it.
It is Train it Dreams. Is an interesting look at Frankenstein.
I'm sure.
Though.
Yeah. Train Dreams supposed to be great. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen Sentimental Valley.
That.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it on Netflix. I don't think it's your type of movie. I'm guessing.
It's slow. It's cool, but it's slow.
I've heard it's beautiful. Train Dreams. Probably going to nominate Best Picture.
Train
maybe.
Dreams?
Train Dreams. Sorry, Joel Edgerton.
I saw a cool Instagram yesterday. I would love to do a long train trip. You know, like through like a scenic mountain or whatever. Now, the tough thing is when you see it on Instagram, you're seeing
it's not as fun. So I took the train to Florida and it's not as much fun. It's not a scenic trip.
I feel like you have to go to Europe for that.
Yeah, you got to go to Europe, like Swiss Alps or something. Yeah, it'd be awesome.
I've taken the Amtrak to Florida. I certainly would not call that
Swiss Alps
scenic.
Dope.
Yeah.
So anyway, I totally forgot what I was about to say.
Your movies of 2020.
No, I know. I've got the list. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Train Dreams. Okay. So then I haven't seen Sentimental Value. I haven't seen It Was Just an Accident. There's a few out there, but this is of what I've seen, my top 10 movies of the year. Are you ready? Waiting with Babe, bro.
I am ready.
Okay.
Number one. I've heard.
One Battle After Another. Obviously, it's the best movie of the year.
I really want to see it.
You should.
I know. I
guess
you just
got to wait till it's at home. It's phenomenal.
It's long.
It's a little bit two and a half.
But you know what?
It's on HBO now.
I know. This is a very hypocritical thing I do. The Stranger Things finale was an hour in like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And I sat right through
it. Well, any TV people do. It's like, I won't
agreed.
Watch this 2-hour movie, but I'll watch six straight hours
100%.
Of a TV show. Yes.
All 100%.
Right. Anyway, one after another, number one. So I am, as of right now, I have Sinners at number 2 and Marty Supreme at number 3. I need to sit with Marty Supreme a little bit more. It might pass. I don't think so, though.
I guess it was released this Christmas Day. So
Christmas
Day.
It's 20. That's why I'm doing 2020. It was the whole point.
Yeah.
It's going to be this year's Oscars, all that. All right. So I'm going to go one after another. One, Sinners 2, Marty Supreme 3.
Quick question.
Then there's a
how do you
space.
Feel about movies strategically trying to get in one year based off another? Just curious. Like,
well, it's not, it's when they're released. It's like that.
But they could have easily done January 2nd.
But it's about when you make the most money. They release it for Christmas.
So it's not about.
It's not about the Oscars. No. Some movies do release later in the year because they think the awards are, you're more likely to win awards.
That's what I mean.
Later.
Yeah.
That's why they're releasing.
I
kind of
like it, but I also.
Yeah, it's the same idea of if you release it July 4th because you want to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're releasing it at the time to make the awards. You know, it's the same concept, but whatever. Anyway, Marty Supreme, number 3. Number 4, Weapons. Super fun movie. Have you seen Weapons?
No.
Really good. It's at home. Yeah. It was a bit of a phenomenon. I made like $150 million. It was
pretty good.
Yeah, no. Who's Josh Brolin, Julia Garner from Ozark.
Oh, okay.
The blonde girl from Ozark. She's good.
Yeah.
She's great in this movie. Anyway, Weapons is a super fun, super entertaining movie. That's number five. Number five, 20 years later. Zombie movie.
With the guy from The Office, right?
With the guy.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of The Silence.
No, that's Quiet Place.
Yeah, Quiet Place.
He directed.
Yeah.
And I think he was in the first one.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah, he was voice for it.
Yeah, Emily Blunt is the star of the next one, too.
Yeah.
She's great.
I agree.
So anyway, 20 years later is my number five.
I love the Forever 5 years Engaged or whatever. She's in that 5 year engagement.
Oh
with
yeah.
Her and Jason Segel.
Yeah.
I love that one.
People like that movie a lot. It's a little, that's a long one too, though. Right. For a comedy. I feel like it's
I might be. It's good though.
Yeah. I feel like it's a surprisingly long one. Yeah. All right. Number six, mentioned it with my sports movies. F1 movie rocks.
Yeah.
Have you seen F1?
No.
You should watch. I mean, F1's
a black.
That's another way better in the theater movie, yeah. But you know, all right. So then those are like my clear top six.
Now that I could see being better in the movie theater because of the sound.
Like the it's not just that. It's the racing. It's they developed new cameras, like the created cameras. So you really feel like you are like first person driving the car.
It's like a video game.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. It's really cool. They did, and the music's great. They did Hans Zimmer talked about how you had to do a techno score because it would pierce through the sounds of the engine.
Wasn't the song like, didn't they get a song nominated off of that? I feel like I saw an F1 song was.
I don't know. Maybe I'm talking about the like actual score of the score. Good year for scores. All these movies, like Sinners, One Bath, No Weapons, Marty Scream score. Tucker and I were talking. It's phenomenal. It's amazing.
When you say score, are you talking about?
I'm talking about the music in the background, not songs. Like the music, like the actual like instruments and you know whatever. Shout out to Daniel Lopatin doing the score for Marty Scream.
Big Daniel Lopatin guy.
Johnny Greenwood for One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
The Sinners guy. I think it's Alexander something. He's pretty good too. All right. So now I'm like a little like I've got like four or five movies that are kind of all similar. Honorable mentions. Black Bag's a good movie. Together is a good movie. Eddington is weird, but I like the first hour, second hour less so, but it's good. Mm-hmm. Mickey 17 is pretty good. Long Walk, Phoenician Scheme, Superman, Mountainhead. Good movie. And shout out to Gabby's Dollhouse, which was Zoe's favorite movie of the year, where she turned.
Is it a kid's movie?
Obviously.
I would Gabby's assume. Doll. Well, Gabby's she Dollhouse to
me,
could be a horror
she
movie.
She turned to me at the end of the that. Movie and said, I wish this movie went on forever. And it was one of the sweetest moments of my life.
Yeah, so, for you especially.
I love it.
What if she turned to you and said, I wish I saw this in the theater?
She didn't.
Okay. All right.
She turned to me in the movie theater when it ended and said, I wish that
went
on
forever. Wow, they made a movie called Gabby's Dollhouse.
Zoe and I went to two movie theaters this year. She went to Lilo and Stitch and Gabby's Dollhouse. So shout out to Zoe bringing it this year.
Interesting.
All right. So back to the list, though. I have Blue Moon next. Mm. Your kind of movie. Takes place in Sardis. It's about.
Well, how about yesterday?
Saliva. It's about Lorenz Hart. Are you a big Lorenz Hart? Yes, Saliva. So for those who don't know, Elliot, Tucker texted about saliva, and Elliot's like, what's saliva?
Well, yeah, because I thought
you thought it was saliva.
I feel like we can say the context of it, right? We
probably I don't remember. What
so
the
he was saying how
was.
Last year,
you know how last year they said they called it, was it from Brazil to Bourbon Street?
Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
And I said this year could be from saliva to Santa Clara.
Ah,
and because I was thinking of places.
Got I thought it. He was saying saliva. I get it. I get it. Okay, that was pretty good though.
Yeah,
trademark that though. Don't steal that.
Are you a big Lorenz Hart fan?
Don't know what you're
Rodgers and Hart. Then Rodgers. Have you heard of Rodgers and Hammerstein at least?
I think so.
Okay.
Famous, I think maybe Siskel and Ebert.
Broadway is
Rodgers. Yeah.
Anyway, Rodgers and Hart were before wrote the song Blue Moon, you know, Blue Moon.
Like the beer.
You saw me standing alone.
Oh, I love that.
That's
from Greece.
It's actually from 1930s, whatever.
Well, it's
a play.
Greece.
Yes,
it's
it is. Yeah, it's a great song. All right.
Greece, great soundtrack.
Next, I have Final Destination Bloodlines.
Surprise. That seems like
super entertaining, dude.
I was gonna say, it doesn't seem like your type of movie.
Oh, it's not like a fancy whatever. Right. It was just a freaking blast. I love horror. Horror movies are my favorite
That's
genre.
A good point.
My number one genre.
That's a good point.
Above all is horror. And then I have two spots left for one movie. So I'm trying to decide between Wake Up Dead Man and Highest to Lowest.
I have two spots left.
Or one spot left for two movies.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah.
So it's between Highest to Lowest, which is a Spike Lee Denzel movie, and Wake Up Dead Man. I'll go with Wake Up Dead Man. I think I liked it a little bit more. That's the Rian Johnson Knives Out movie. You would like the Knives Out movies. I
just watched the Knives Out movie.
Super entertaining.
It was very good.
Josh O'Connor's one. Phenomenal in it. The priest guy. The guy who plays
What else?
He's so
in?
Great.
Oh, he's
in Challengers.
He's also in The Queen.
Yes, he's in is not the Queen.
Or Royalty.
The whatever that show. What's the show?
Netflix,
the Crown.
I think the Crown, that's what it's called.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't called The Queen.
Yeah, you're
the
right. You're right. It is about
The Queen. Josh O'Connor's the man. He's one of my favorite
he's
up
very
and
good
coming.
In this too.
He's the best thing about the movie.
You know who I feel like I could see him competing with roles for? The guy that's marrying Dua Lipa.
He's a much better actor than that guy.
Well, Well, I just think they look very alike.
Sure, I could see it. Yeah. I think that the other, he's a little more handsome. The what's his name, Callum Turner, whatever. Yeah. So I actually just watched a movie with him, Eternity from last. It's a really good movie too.
That's funny.
Miles Teller.
I have a tab open on my iPad with the Maternity movie. Eternity. I want to remember.
Pretty entertaining.
I want to remember to watch it.
It's a nice watch. It's a good time. But he's in it. I think that Josh O'Connor is like a significantly better actor than that guy. But that guy, I think that guy's a little more handsome. Yeah. But I can see it. They kind of look similar a little bit.
He was good in the one show I saw.
He's fine.
I heard he might be the next James Bond.
I heard that too. I don't think
he'd be a good Bond.
I don't think he's a bad actor. Yeah. I think Josh O'Connor is an exceptional actor. I'm trying to say.
Would you agree they look alike?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah totally. Even the ears like a little bit.
Exactly. Like the more rugged version.
No, he's a handsomer version of Josh O'Connor.
Wonder if Dua's like, hey.
Hey, that guy's a better actor than you. You know? Yeah. All right, so there we go. Everyone was texting me. I was getting tweets.
I'm sure.
I was getting phone calls, even if that still happens, saying,
the funny part about,
when's the list going to happen? By the way, with that in mind, I think my final thought for tomorrow is my best final thought of the week by far.
Wow.
I can't wait.
Going out on a high note.
Yeah. I can't wait to ask you.
All right.
If you guys agree with me about something that I'm positive.
I'm very excited
for
it.
It's going to be good.
Guessing it's not movie related.
No, it's job related.
Okay.
Not our just jobs
in general.
This is the tease I will give. No.
Final thought. Should I take another
final
job?
Thought, guys. I'm out, bitches.
It's funny. Like, there you go. On a Friday.
How funny would that be?
Yeah. Here's a final thought. I'm out. Yeah. The run's over.
No, it's just about jobs in general. I'm really excited.
Wild. The B word is okay to say. Oh, I guess we're not on YouTube, actually.
Either way, you could say it. Yeah, it just, doesn't matter. You could say it.
It's crazy.
If anyone made it through that 15-minute final thought, they're going to hear us curse.
That's a good point. That means we're going to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll make some picks. We'll dive into the game more. Until then, he's Adam James.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.